Welcome to another moment in Maryland Black History, a partnership with the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History and Culture here in Baltimore. I'm joined once again by Lisa Crawley, Resource Center Manager at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, with information about what happened on this day in Maryland Black History. Welcome, good to have you back with us, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark.
So this story is fascinating. September 13th, 1921, the story of Stephen Handy Long, Pocomoke City on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Yes. Stephen Handy Long was a black educator. He was a former principal in Worcester County, and he was the first black supervisor of education in Worcester County. He was literally just walking on the street one day with his daughter, and he was accosted and stabbed in the stomach by a man by the name of John Pilchard. John Pilchard was the brother of William Pilchard, who was a local farmer at Shady Grove Farm. And what had happened, Stephen Handy Long had went to the authorities as the head of education for African Americans in Worcester County. He went to the authorities and reported that there were two black orphans who were performing farm labor at Shady Grove Farm, and they were not going to school, and that was illegal. They were supposed to be going to school. And so the authorities removed these two black orphan boys from the Pilchard farm. And the Pilchards were, needless to say, more than irritated. And he was literally walking past Noah Gumby's store in downtown Pocomoke City when he ran into the brother of John Pilchard, and he was stabbed to death and killed in front of his with his small daughter. This unfortunate event, it made the newspapers, but there wasn't a whole lot of documentation about it. People talked about it in Baltimore, but there wasn't a whole lot of documentation about it. John Pilchard ended up being sentenced with manslaughter and serving 3 years.
3 years.
3 years was all. And later in his memory, a portrait of him was commissioned by a fellow alumnus of Lincoln University. What I didn't say was Stephen Handy Long was born in Pocomoke City. He was educated at Lincoln University. And after this event happened, long after this event happened, his portrait was commissioned by George Cannon, who was a fellow alumnus of Lincoln University, and is also commissioned by John McMaster, a white lawyer from Jersey City, who was the son of the parents who had owned Stephen Handy Long's mother.
Amazing.
During slavery, because Stephen Handy Long was born in 1866, 2 years after slavery ended in Maryland. And so ironically, this portrait of him was hung, of all places, in a Presbyterian church in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Because they were both active Presbyterians.
Yes, yes.
And did they have a relationship?
Well, it was said that the McMaster family continued this relationship with Stephen's family after slavery. And apparently George Cannon was very active in the Presbyterian Church. And so there was that connection with George Cannon in the Presbyterian Church and the McMaster family.
So it was just by happenstance that McMaster happened to whose family were the enslavers of Stephen Handy Long's family? That was just a happenstance and all
this? Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's funny because, I mean, we know when I read this, I said, you know, because I'm even in my mind, I'm always thinking, you know, Maryland's part of the Upper South. I'm thinking Southern family history. I'm not making that connection between people in the North, white families in the North,
right,
and white families in the South. But here you had this noted white family on the Eastern Shore whose son was a lawyer in Jersey City, New Jersey. And so this portrait ends up in this Presbyterian church in Jersey City. Also later on, there was a scholarship fund that was funded in Stephen Handy Long's memory, and it goes on today, continues today. It's given at the University of Maryland at Eastern Shore for a student who's interested in pursuing education, nursing, and social work.
It's a fascinating story, the story of Stephen Handy Long, murdered on this day, September 13, 1921, Pocomoke City. So we've been here, once again, with Lisa Crawley, Resource Center Manager of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. To hear this moment in Maryland Black History again, or to share the podcast with your friends, please visit signershow.org.